Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Peace and blessings, and welcome to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. This is my home away from home. This is where I open up the phone lines, let the underground independent artists call in, promote themselves, share a thought or two, or if you have questions that you'd like to ask in regards to Flavor Coffee House, or excuse me, Flavor News Radio's new movement, the membership movement, please feel free to call in to 347-857-1189. But you know how I do it. It's all about the underground independent artists. So I am going to start out today with a local artist from here in Seattle, Washington. Her name is Chocolate. This particular piece is called Overdose, and it features Drake.
The business.
Oh. Damn. Another 20 missed calls. I love her and I hate her. It's a funny twist, y'all. Can't stand her when she in town, but miss her when she gone. Truth be told, I'd rather be with her than alone. But fights break out and neighbors call 5-0. Screaming, you the most foul I know. Forever mine, wherever I go. Sex pistols out, die slow. Nah, die slower than that. Just collapse all over my mattress. Gotcha, that nigga ain't finished. So once again, I find myself in it. Click, clack. Just let me take a minute. Round two is in the chamber. All you gotta do is spin it. Aim for the heart. Battle of the sexes. All span love and war. Casualties and facts.
I'm
Chocolate with her track Overdose featuring Drake. I'm going to play another artist out of the Pacific Northwest. This happens to be the newest member to the Flavor News Radio movement. I want to welcome Sheldon Butler, and I'm going to play his track, Make Believe.
Everybody
Again, that was Sheldon Butler from right here in the Pacific Northwest where I am located with his track Make Believe. And I want to welcome Sheldon to the Flava News Radio Movement team. He's the newest artist to join the movement this past week. I want to welcome everybody to Flava Coffee House Online Radio Style. This show is actually named after a business I built here in Seattle that was in North Seattle from 2003 to 2008, Flava Coffee House. That's my baby. One of these days, I keep saying this, I'm going to pull up the pictures and post them online so that you can see where Lady Flava was birthed. But I got into this, you know, as being a business owner. My first event was a jazz cruise in 2004. And an absolutely amazing, amazing experience to grow into hosting regular open mics at my coffee shop, selling self-published authors, books, art, jewelry, just a variety of art forms from not only artists here in the Pacific Northwest, but to those across the United States. The popularity of who I am has grown. I became established as a book reviewer of African-American literature years ago. So I started out in this game as a book reviewer on top of, you know, being an owner of an establishment that supported the arts. But now have grown to, you know, having Flava News Radio. Starting in October, I will be hosting shows on Soul City Radio out of Baltimore, Maryland, Reddings Radio out of the London, UK, and I'm joining the team of KLSL Liquid Soul out of the Pacific Northwest. Off of the station KLSL Liquid Soul, that is the station where production is really, really going to count. Only the top produced tracks will go with me over to that particular show. That station also has the capabilities of paying out the royalties to artists that are registered with ASCAP and BMI. So then you might wonder, why am I turning this into a members-only radio station? It's all about supporting and building win-wins. Not everybody can go with me, you know, in all the opportunities that are opening up for myself. This is not just about me. The opportunities would not be opening up if it was not for the quality of artists that I support through Flava News and Flava News Radio. So if you have questions, feel free to call me at 347-857-1189. And please remember, Flava News is not just about supporting the recording artist. I am a big fan of literature, of visual art, of dance, of, you know, culinary arts. Whatever your art form is, Flava News is here to support you and help, you know, establish creative ways to help shine the light on who you are and what you do. Now, I'm going to take you down my list here, and I want to play a piece. I have not played this piece before. This is the newest artist coming out of the SJF music camp, and she's actually an artist from right here in Washington, Tacoma, Washington. This is Deborah Renee with her piece, Dear Lover.
The melody of your name constantly. I am thirsty for the lifeblood of your spirit. Dear lover, in your absence, the flames of my desires grow evermore, becoming more fierce with each day, more lovely in all its rays. My body forgets not those moments of thick pleasure, the entity of us moving in synchronized rhythm and motion, getting closer and closer, one touch, one kiss at a time, together reaching the sublime of fulfillment. I crave those very moments from the deepest corners of my soul, from the beginning of time. Dear lover, in the blues of each day, always feeling this depressing hollowness, my yearning is always breathing, shadowing me through every minute, every hour, blocking out my sun, blocking out my hope. Know that on the emptiest days I close my eyes, strained to hear your warm whisper, willing you back into my arms again, hoping somehow you hear my plea. Dear lover, my lips are parched and dry for the sweetness of your kiss. I am desperately hungry for your love. I am lonely. The heat, the tension, the passion once shared, I beg to endure once again. Yet all that the winds blow my way are melancholy breezes, simply teasing my senses with spirit that's silent. And I slumber alone in solitary abode, trembling and cold, wrapped in sadness. Your stated love shuns me with time and distance, yet I am lost and suffering in this black bough, lingering on the edge, full of tears, wanting you, needing you more than ever before. Dear lover, I miss you.
Just listening to Dear Lover by Deborah Renee out of the Pacific Northwest, produced by SJF Music. CEO owner is Stephen Jerome Ferguson out of Kansas. It's amazing things that you can do now with the internet out there to be able to record something in one place and then send it to another state and have it worked on. It's just absolutely amazing. I think that Stephen did a great job with Deborah Renee. And I'm really, really proud to be a member of the SJF Music team. Flavor News Radio is actually the member of several teams. Black Stax, hip-hop soul group out of Pacific Northwest, to John D. Green Sr., who is a singer, songwriter, composer, musician, and now actor. Very, very busy acting right now. Finished filming a movie called Ice Bus, which I believe is going to be premiering next week. And then he is working on a film called Spirit of Mumbai right now. And I believe he's going to be shipping off to work on another film this coming week. So I am on the John D. Green Sr. team. I'm on Delton Sun's team. He is a painter. He is an amazing urban storyteller, singer, songwriter out of the Pacific Northwest. I'm also on Monica Monet's team. She is Soul Sister number one out of Jacksonville, Florida. And then I'm on the team of Chameleon, an amazing, amazing singer, songwriter out of Switzerland. So I'm very, very blessed to, over, you know, the last few years, to become connected to some amazing, talented, talented artists. And so, again, it's time to kind of narrow down and really build those win-win relationships and see where we can take this in the new year. November of this year will be my second year anniversary here on Blog Talk Radio. And I made this decision that I'm going to turn Flava News Radio into a members only. It's about, honestly, it's about seeing who I can build the win-wins with. We talk about taking things to the next level, and what does that really, really look like? It really looks like people supporting each other. There is nobody on this earth can tell me that their world works just off of what it is that they do. No matter what, we always need somebody in our corner. So as I shine the light on a variety of underground independent artists from around the world, you know, really, I need somebody to join hands and help grow what it is that I'm doing for you. So that's why Flava News Radio is turning into a members-only team. What does that look like? If you are an artist that has already uploaded to Flava News Radio, you already have a foot in. All you need to do is commit to giving $1 per month. You can pay that online at paypal.com using radio@flavanews.com as the send-to email, or you can contact me at the same email address, radio@flavanews.com, for a mailing address. I'm really okay if you throw 4 quarters in an envelope. It's not about necessarily the dollar. It's more so about the commitment of wanting to build a winning relationship with Flava News Radio. Again, as the opportunities open up for me, I want to take as many artists through those doors with me. And to be honest, in the 2 years I've been playing a variety of tracks, there is a very good, large percentage of artists that don't acknowledge that I play, have never even said thank you, have never posted out that their music's being played on my radio station and things like that. Which is okay. I know that we get busy. Some things are not a priority. And to be honest with you, to keep it real, a lot of artists see internet radio as a stepchild when it comes to being heard on the radio. It's all about wanting to get on that FM station. But you know what? Internet radio is the way of the future. They are creating so many more capabilities for internet radio. And just like with KLSL, right now they have the application where you can hear the station on your iPhone and iPad, and there's just going to be more and more developments when it comes to the capability of you being able to take us along with you, you know, in your everyday living to listen to what it is that we're bringing your way. So again, if you have any questions, if you have something you'd love to promote, I honestly would love to hear from some spoken word artists or some authors or some painters or something. I know I talk a lot to recording artists, and you might just really, really think that's my thing. Lady Flava was not birthed off a recording artist. So please, if there is any artist of any art form that has anything that you would like to promote, or even if you're curious about how you might be able to become a member, please feel free to call in to 347-857-1189. Otherwise, I'm going to scroll down the list. Some of the artists have already committed to being a part of Flava News Radio. Some of the artists haven't, but I definitely have 1 week left, and I want to continue to try to get in some airtime for those artists, even if they are not going to join the movement. I'm going to take you down to California and play one of my favorite artists. This is just a wonderful, wonderful young man. His name is Robert G., and I'm going to play his piece called Waiting. Thank you. Take you out to Michigan and play another artist who recently signed on with SJF Music. This is Melvin Chenault. He plays a guitar like none other. I'm going to play his piece called Peace and Hair Grease. piece in Hair Grease by one of my very, very favorite artists out of Michigan. That was Melvin Chenault. Again, he has just recently joined the SJF Music team. And, you know, I speak about SJF Music and Stephen Jerome Ferguson a lot. He told me the other day I say that because I love him. Well, it's true. I do love him. But let's talk about a quality artist. From the first time I was introduced to him through All Media Artists and had the opportunity to have him on as a featured guest several times. The production level of his sound is crisp. It's smooth. We call him Mr. Smooth. And you're going to be hearing sounds coming out of his camp from Miss Eleanor and Dahlan, Leah, again, Melvin, John D. Green Sr. is a part of his team, Dakota Williams, and Joanne King. And you know what? I'm even going to record a piece. I hope I listed everybody, but yeah, I'm saying this over and over because this is just my way of committing to Stephen and everybody that I'm actually going to record a piece and let Stephen produce it. But some greatness is coming out of that way. But I want to give you a taste of his flavor so you know what it is that I'm talking about when you hear me talk about Stephen Jerome Ferguson.
Thank you.
That was Stephen Jerome Ferguson and his very, very special piece that I'm dedicating today to Miss Isis 769. This piece was called Misty. So that just gives you a sense of the quality that this particular artist is putting out. And you can tell that it is transferring over to the artist that he is working with. Actually, he's not working with anybody in his area. See, he's working with artists on the East Coast, down in Texas, up in Michigan, to here in the Pacific Northwest. And I'm very, very proud to be a part of the SJF music team. And you know what? We're looking to build a street team, you know, to help get the word out about who we are and what we're doing. So if you're interested in joining the SJF music street team, you can contact Miss Eleanor. She's in the chat room right now. She's actually on the phone. And, you know, find Miss Eleanor Lynch on Facebook and, you know, or contact Stephen Jerome Ferguson. You can go to sjfmusic.com and reach out to us that way. But quality sounds are going to be coming out of that camp before the year is out, going into 2012. And I'm excited to, again, to be a part of that team. So I'm opening up the phone lines if anybody wants to actually raise their hand or call in. I've got my family on the line. Miss Eleanor and Stephen and Leah are all on the phone with me. I always know that I'm going to be okay when I see the phones light up and I see my family showing up to listen and support. So thank you. I love all of you so very, very much. But if there's anybody that wants to call in, chop it up with me or promote yourself. You got a book, you know, you think I really need to read, I want to hear from you. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. So let me just keep scrolling down the list until somebody might want to raise their hand. Otherwise, you know how I'm going to do it. I'm going to just continue playing tracks, the artists that have come my way. And you know what? I'm going to play a piece by this particular young lady. I really, really dig her sound. And she's somebody who originally is from the Pacific Northwest. She now is doing her art out of the ATL. This is Miss Nikki Wade with her piece, Still.
I see you.
That was Miss Nikki Wade with her piece called Steel. And Nikki originally is from Seattle, Washington, my hometown, but now lives and performs out of Atlanta, Georgia. Now I want to take you out to, I believe that Terrell lives in Virginia. This man is so interesting to me. He talks much stuff online, much stuff, and I think that some people don't really, really get his sense of humor. He is a very, very God-fearing man, just a big advocate for people, big, big advocate for women and how you should love and support one another. So I'm going to play the very first piece that I ever heard from this particular spoken word artist, Terrell K. This piece is called She Was Never Told.
She was fat. Yo, shorty, you all that. Was even told how good she looked from the back. But she was never told. She was told how fine she was and men admire her for her shape. The closest thing to flattering was, yo, my new fries come with that shape. She was taught to be fondled and catcalled was good. A diamond in the rough is what she was caught in the hood. She was called Miss It, Miss Thang, Miss Coca-Cola bottle frame. Honey, baby, sweetie, boo, everything but her parent to give her name. And for her, any attention was good attention and was assumed as affection. She was never taught to have standards for her process of selection. And she learned young that a man will often take what he wants. And she learned that the remarks were compliments and form of sexual talk. She was taught, you only live once, girl, just go on and get laid. She was never told that she was fearfully and wonderfully made. They never told her that she could go beyond being just a hood beauty. That she could be called Madam President instead of Miss New Booty. So why no one ever told her to prepare herself for Mr. Right instead of Mr. Right Now. To keep herself holy and pure until her marital vow. But she was never told that her true worth didn't lie in her sexual skills. The men in her life were meant to compliment, not complete her, not some sex with the bills. She was worth so much more than trying to get some in the front seat of the Hummer. So much more than the love for the summer. Worth more than making to sing falsetto. But she was only taught to cling and never learned to let go. She became dependent upon the worthless men. Never knew how she changed as she grabbed the independency and grabbed an I and an N. Her motto became, don't hate the player, hate the game. She was never taught self-worth, so she was limiting her shame. Cause you see, she was never told she has the power and the right to say no. A true beauty that never got to fully blossom and grow. And by the time I got to know her, she was bitter and jaded. Admirers had long gone because the cuteness had faded. Acting so old and bitter at such a young age. Men are all demons, she said, with a venomous rage. And it hurt me to see her in such a state. Unhappy with her stretch marks, baby fat and weight. And she ran herself down using the same words her lusters use. Defeating the parts of her other patent abuse. Me being who I am, I approached her and spoke. Do you know you're beautiful? Cause God said so. And saw a glimmer of hope. And she said no. Cause no one ever told her.
With his piece, She Was Never Told. Now, just to give you an idea of how far Flavor News Radio reaches and the artists that are actually joining the movement, the next artist I'm going to play is an artist by the name of Tony Bunn, and he is actually out of Copenhagen, Denmark. We've got members from London, UK, Brazil, and you know, France. I'm just really thrilled that it's not just artists here in the Pacific Northwest where I am, but of course it's reaching across the United States, and Flavor News Radio is going global. I hope you decide to join the movement. You can join even as a fan. We've got about six people who have joined as fans because they just believe in what it is that we are trying to do and support who it is, who I am, you know, and what my passion is in shining the light on a variety of underground independent artists. And so, you know, and if you want to join as an artist of another type of art form, you're definitely welcome to do that. It's just $1 a month. Most artists are actually paying $12 up. But it's just $1 a month, four quarters. Throw it in an envelope and mail it my way. You're in Seattle, we can meet up somewhere. But it's not the idea of the dollar. It's more so the idea of the commitment and building a win-win relationship. Again, we can't do this by ourselves. You know, Blog Talk Radio costs money. There's a dream that's really, really starting to brew within myself of wanting to go 24 hours. If that's the case, a 24-hour radio station costs 10 times what it is that I pay right now to be on Blog Talk Radio. To obtain the equipment to make you sound good, you know, costs money, you know. So somebody said, Flav, what are you going to do with the money? And I was like, really? Are you asking me what I'm going to do with $12? And I just kind of wanted to chuckle because, you know, when I think of a dollar, we spend more money on buying a soda pop or a pack of gum and don't even think twice about it. But, again, there are expenses that go into doing what it is that I do for you. And, you know, I would really like to grow. I'd like to get better equipment. I'd like to grow my capabilities to do that. And it's to the point now that it costs money. I've been able to do this, you know, on different sites that are free and the equipment that I've been using for, you know, the past several years in being Lady Flava, but now it's to the point of needing to have better and to be able to do more because I'm very, very committed. If you know nothing else about me, I hope you can walk away with saying, you know, with that lady out there in the Pacific Northwest, you know, the one who says she waves her leopard pom-poms, she really, really is committed to supporting underground independent artists and artists of all art forms. So, you know, I welcome anybody to join. If you are a new artist wanting to come my way and you not uploaded to Flava News Radio, you'll need to go through a screening process because I'm very selective in who I will play. On Flava News Radio, it's not necessarily always polished productions. The other radio stations are I'm pushing for polished sounds, and especially on KLSL. But I have a requirement, you know, that the production needs to be pretty, pretty good even to be heard on this station. But also, you know, the vocabulary, the verbiage, the story, and all of that. I'm very particular when it comes to, you know, the subject matters of the art that I play. And one thing I did realize this week, I clicked on a station and I thought, oh, my God, they are really not playing this on the air. Well, they were. And so I thought, you know what, there is a place for everybody out there to be heard if they want to. You just got to be able to get on the net and do the research because there are people who will play your sound out there. And you know what, if nothing else, you can create your own radio station and play your sound. So I want to take you. I got to rambling, didn't I? But I do want to take you to this very, very special artist over in Copenhagen, Denmark. This is Tony Bunn, and I'm going to play his piece called Pee-wee. Thank you. Tony Bunn out of Copenhagen, Denmark, with his piece called Pee Wee off of his Small World CD. Again, you know what? I want to play a piece by my family. I do see your hand raised, and I'll bring you in and just right quick, if you don't mind. I need to play a piece by my family. They've been with me for 2 years since I've been on the air. I'm the first person to ever play this particular piece on the air, period. And now it's being played globally. When I talk about my family, when I talk about my backbone, it's Black Stacks. Jay's from Black Stacks. I call brother. He's much more than an artist that I work with. You know, he knows the good, bad, and the ugly of Lady Flava, of Susan. You know, he's my grandbaby's uncle, and, you know, we're family. But this particular piece has crossed over into so many variety and diverse groups of listenership that I have seen out of a hip-hop group. This particular piece has featured Miss Felicia Loud, an amazing, amazing soul singer from the group Black Stacks, and this is I Love My Life.
I hope he never feels how that felt, but he showed me a few things I can't keep to myself. I'll share them with his grandchild, whom he has never ever met. But I wouldn't change a thing, 'cause that would change everything. You know that I wouldn't change a thing, 'cause that would change everything.
Come in and, you know, say a few words before I, because I may be leaving soon.
Okay.
And, yeah, I was just enjoying the music, and especially the last one we played by Black Stax, is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I really, yeah, I like that. I really like that.
And, you know, it was, it's so funny because that song was created almost 2 years ago in November of 2009. And, you know, I was the first person to ever play it on the air. And it just shows me, you know, how long, Eleanor, sometimes it can take a track to get recognized.
Yes.
You know, now Black Stax is being played globally, and especially I Love My Life, because it can cross over onto soul, you know, stations, because they're known as hip-hop soul group. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it just shows you've got to be, you know, it's a lot of work, you know, doing what it is that we do and what artists, you know, are trying to do. It's a lot of work, and you just got to, you know, be able to be determined and be consistent. And finally somebody may actually recognize, you know, your talents and be willing to pay attention. And I think that's, you know, one of the goals that I have for Flava News Radio is you know, trying to be that, what would you call it, you know, that place, you know, that's going to consistently put you out there.
Right.
A lot of stations will only play an artist one or two times, you know, and then you kind of get stashed away or whatever. And I'm really, I think Black Stax was my, was a learning experience when it came to that particular track. It just showed me that you've got to play them over and over. I guess it's kind of like, you know, like out here, Starbucks is a big deal. So you see Starbucks stuff all over the place. You think coffee, you think Starbucks, yet there's all these mom-and-pop coffee shops just like myself when I had my business. You know, but, you know, you need to just continuously see it and experience it to then really, really remember, okay, you know what? I really need to go to Flava Coffee House and get my coffee instead of down the street to Starbucks.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, people didn't do that in time, and I decided to close. But that's okay, because you know what? If I hadn't closed Flava, I really may not have started doing radio and stuff.
Yeah.
And you know what? I really love doing radio. Never thought
okay.
I would, though, you know, but I really, really love doing this. But I know that you've been very, very busy, you know, with the SJF music team. So why don't you just, you know, give us a little bit of information about what you've been working on for SJF.
Oh, well, you know, most of all, making sure that, hello?
Yes.
Hello? It seems like it keeps going out.
Oh, I can hear you.
Okay. Oh, okay. Just being sure that, you know, the information gets out there and put it on every, you know, every site I can think of, and, you know, that the team can think of, and just go and post and keep posting till somebody pays attention and go look and go back and tell someone else,
right?
You know, what's going on. And I even got you. Most of the time when I post something about you too. So, you know, this way,
yay,
because you're helping by just, you know, having them on. So why can't we? You know, so
well,
like on my space, I have, you know, your picture up there, John D. Green, Leah Henderson, and, you know, this. I try to get everybody. I don't quite know everybody yet, but that's what I'm doing. And Twitter, you know, things like that. Even on Black Planet,
right. I have a page on Black Planet, too. I actually probably should go over there and update it. I need to update my MySpace page. Because I
know
have
what?
Those...
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. But the thing that slowed me up a little bit on Black Planet was the spam that you know, sometimes you run into problems on Black Planet. But I said, you know what? There's certain things need to be known. And so, you know, I just I go up there and I just take a chance and try to. The only thing I don't like is when you're trying to post something, sometimes it'll work and sometimes it won't.
Right, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I do know that, you know, I sent, but you can send your messages out. You can't send pictures or anything, but you can type the message and it'll go out to all your friends.
Right. Right, and that's one thing that, you know, you can definitely learn and explore about the different sites you're on, the best way to use them. And I'll be honest with you, Eleanor, I actually got connected with KLSL off of Black Planet, the brother of the CEO of KLSL, you know, reached out to me over there and says, you know what, I think you should connect with my brother Rick. And that's how I became connected to that particular station, although it was Cedric James, the radio show personality, who was the final person to reach out to me. So, I mean, you just really honestly never know where you might connect with somebody. And I hear that, you know, MySpace is kind of, you know, having a comeback. The one thing about MySpace I would definitely say is that it is a great tool for an artist who does not have a website, because you can create it to look very personal. You can create it to look professional,
yes.
And you can upload your pictures and your music and have it all in one place, you know, for somebody to go check you out. So I do think that there is still a benefit to MySpace out there. But I want you to know that I really appreciate, you know, all the work that you've been putting in for SJF Music. I know that you're very dedicated to this, but, you know, I know it's a lot of work, Eleanor. I know, because just what it is that I try to do for Flava News is a lot of work on my own. So, I greatly, greatly appreciate you, and I know that Stephen does too.
Yeah, well, you know what the thing is, I like what I do, you know. I like that, and so I it doesn't, you know, then you know, you're sitting, you want, okay, where can I put this, or where can I put that, and then you try to think of quotes and sayings, you know,
right,
to advertise, you know what I mean, so,
sure.
But it's a lot of fun, because it keeps your mind going. I'm like, okay, thank you, this keeps my mind going.
You know, it's funny that you said that, because you're right. I mean, there's a challenge to it. And the only way this is really going to work for anybody, if you are an artist, if you're a promoter, a supporter, the only way it's really going to work for you, just like Mr. Eleanor said, is you've got to love doing it. You really do, because otherwise it'll give you a headache and just kind of drain you. But you can make it into something that's, in a sense, fun.
Yeah.
You have the opportunity to connect with some great people if you can get them to pay attention and respond, and there's something about a challenge. I don't know. I kind of dig the part that's the challenge, because I think if it was easy, Eleanor, it would bore me.
Yeah,
you
know? Oh, yes, it would.
So I kind of like the challenge of all of this, but, you know, it's a lot of work, and it takes commitment to be able to, you know, stay diligent and to be able to, you know, have the determination to figure it out and just continue to do it, because
right.
You just don't know. I try to strategically do it at certain times of the day, because different people may be online at different points of the day and night or whatever. But I think that now that I'm transitioning into a members only radio station, and honestly, I think I will say just support system.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to limit it to the people who are part of the movement. It was that I would just go out there, and if there was an artist that I really, really dug their flavor, or, you know, something that just seemed interesting that I want to support, you know, I'll repost and put it out there. But I think that once this transition is over, which is only like a week away, I think it's just going to really come down to who was a part of the movement, and just keep it that way, because, you know, there's just so much that a person can do, just so many people that one can support. And, you know, for me, honestly, Eleanor, it's about the win-win. You know, I've been doing this for a long time by myself and trying to support so many people. And I don't know, it may sound silly, but, you know, thank you goes a long ways.
Yes, it does.
No?
Yes, it does.
And you know what? I'll be honest with you, there are very few artists that say thank you.
Oh, yeah.
you know?
Yes.
And it's like sometimes I say, oh, but Flava, play it because you love the sound, right? You really love that track by that
mm-hmm.
artist. But,
mm-hmm.
but that artist has never said thank you. Or that
yes.
artist has never even said, you can hear me on Flava News Radio. Or,
right.
you know, whatever. And I'm like, okay, that's just so interesting to me, you know? So I'm like, you know, let's just go in a different direction and see
and
where
know,
we
lady,
go.
And you know, lady, that is just, that's life, because you find that in all walks, whether
right.
it's music or something else. And, you know, you give people, you try to support them. Everyone is not going to turn back and say thank you.
Right.
Everyone's not going to turn back and say thank you. There's always one. My mom used to say there's always a bull out there. So, I mean, stubborn.
Right.
So everybody's not going to say, but, you know, you like what you do, and that's all you do. You
I
gave them an
all.
Opportunity, so you did your part. So, you know,
right.
not even
right.
to worry about that, you know.
Right, and it doesn't mean that it stops, you know.
Right.
I'm still continuing the journey of what I strongly believe God has put me on, the path.
Yeah.
And, you know, if the support continues. It's just, you know, now it's about who's willing to build that win-win, who's willing to help Flava News help them.
That's
you know,
right.
people have reached out and said, oh, congratulations, Flava, whatever. And I'm like, you know what, this is not about me. This really is about you guys.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean.
This, you know, I wouldn't be Lady Flava. I wouldn't be going on these other radio stations if I didn't have artists to play.
That's right.
You know. So it's like I hope that one day it can get through to the artist that this is not about me. This is about supporting a movement that supports them.
That's
and,
right.
You
and you work diligently.
You know,
to try
it was
to get them there.
It's funny, Eleanor. I was really thinking about this this past week. You know, my whole family was sick, and the computer was just really, really acting up. Because, you know, my computer screen has totally died.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I honestly cannot get on my computer. Right now I'm on my daughter's notebook. But I thought, if I can do what I do right now with the little resources that I have,
mm-hmm.
just think of what I can do when I can get back into something that is really, really working to the standard that I need it to work to do the things that I need to do for the artist.
Yes.
You know, and, I mean, if you guys could honestly, you know, see in my windows and see what I'm working with, you probably would be really surprised, really, really surprised, because I'm very limited right now when it comes to getting on the Internet and everything. I will be getting a new monitor this coming week,
mm-hmm.
And I'm working on getting a new computer to meet the needs of what I need, the capabilities. But, man, you know, yeah, I'm still hustling, even though I'm
you
limited.
You are. And the magic to that is you're not giving up.
Mm-mm.
You know? You're not giving
no.
up.
No.
So many people would say, you know what? Bump this. I can't do this no more. You
right.
know what I mean?
Right.
But you're not doing that, so that's great. And I'm not going to hold you up any longer. Maybe
right.
someone else may want to come in and talk. And if you see me sort of slide out, I'm gone for the night.
All right, my friend. I appreciate you raising your hand. And I always appreciate seeing you on the line because, you know, right now Stephen and Leah are also on the line. So it's like, you know, yes, my family's here and I feel supported. So it's all good,
oh,
you know.
Yes,
so I really,
yes.
really appreciate seeing
oh,
your numbers
you
show up. So thank you so much for raising your hand, though, and wanting to come on and talk with me for a little bit.
Okay, you take it easy. And
all right,
you know,
Mama.
Okay, be blessed.
All right, good night. All right, that's my girl, Miss Eleanor. She's part of the SJF music team that I am also a part of. Greatness is coming out of that particular camp. You are going to be hearing some amazing stuff. We've already got a piece by Leah Henderson that I've been playing in rotation regularly. You heard a piece that I played tonight by Deborah Renee, who just recently had a piece produced. Something amazing is going to be coming from DeLon White out of Houston here very, very soon. and just some exciting things. Even Miss Eleanor is going to be doing something. I'm going to be doing something. There's some beautiful women, Dakota Williams and Joanne King. Oh, Arrestus. Arrestus was my inspiration for my piece that I'm going to be doing. It's called Flavor's Coffee. And so, yeah, there's some greatness that's going to be coming out. And, of course, as I spoke earlier, Melvin Chenault, amazing. If you could just watch him play guitar, it's just absolutely amazing. So, yeah, I wave my leopard pom-poms kind of tough for certain people, but, you know, it doesn't mean that they are the only ones. It's just the ones that I'm so closely connected to that I talk about. So, uh-oh, somebody else has raised their hand, so let me bring them in. Caller from the 313 area code. You're on the air with Lady Flava.
Hey, how you doing, Lady Flava? It's Melvin Chenault. Just calling in.
Ah, did you just hear me talking about you?
Uh-uh.
Oh, okay. You just wanted to call
I didn't
in,
hear you.
Huh?
Yeah, I tune in and out because I'm actually about to cook for the kids. And so I'm popping in and out, checking out the show. And so I figured I'd call in.
All right. But, you know, I had to do a little ranting and raving about you. I was just talking about the fact that, you know, people really need to see you actually play guitar. It's one thing to listen to you, you know, but you're one of those artists, I think it just, Melvin, we're just going to have to get up the money and the capability to actually do a video for you because people need to see you play.
Oh, okay. So, as I told you one other time, I don't know that I'm doing anything, so, because I've been playing for so long, so you would have to tell me I'm doing something.
I don't know. I mean, I've watched other, you know, people play the guitar or whatever, and I don't know what it is that I just find so extremely fascinating, but you make a sound come out of a guitar that I just don't know of coming out from other people. You're like a new experience for me, and just very, very refreshing and exciting. And so I'm excited at the fact that you've joined the SJF music team. I can't wait to hear, you know, you come out with a very crisp sound.
Yeah, I sent a couple of things over and got them back, and they sounded great.
Okay.
I have extremely high hopes, and at the same time, I feel extremely ambitious as
okay.
well.
Okay.
And so I think that'll be a good thing.
I think it definitely will be a good thing. You know, it doesn't mean that, you know, it's not like you're signing your life away or anything. It's just another place to be able to, you know, get some support, not only just for creating a, you know, a very well-produced sound, but it's, you know, it's a family to be a part of that will also, you know, help support you getting out there to their networks. And I think that's the beautiful thing about being a part of SJF Music.
Yeah. I've talked back and forth with Steve, and I've also talked with John D. Actually,
okay.
I was introduced to the whole thing filtered through John D. first.
Okay.
And he had a really inspirational talk with me. And then formally afterwards, I actually spoke to Stephen Jerome because Stephen Jerome has the presence of a king. And so you got to, you know, it will be filtered first. Then
right.
I spoke with Stephen Jerome. We spoke for a while, and then I started speaking with him on a regular basis.
Okay.
But he's one of those people that presents himself well, has respect for himself, and you can tell. And so,
right.
You know, he explained some things to me about, you know, the way things are going over there now and what he could offer to what I'm already doing, you know, that type of deal.
Right.
So,
right.
And it just sounded like fun to me, really.
Right. Yeah, right. Again, yeah. It's kind of like what Eleanor and I were talking about in, you know, doing what we do as supporters of the artists. You know, it's something that we really honestly love doing. It's something we're very passionate about doing. But there's nothing better than being a part of a collective that just is, like you said, it's kind of fun. It's kind of business, you know. It's about, you know, really working hard to make a quality sound. But it's not intimidating, you know.
No.
And, no, I'm excited about being on the team, too. I'm going
to
record
a song
with Steven, too.
I heard you're going to do a song.
Yeah, well, not a song. I can't sing.
Oh,
I'm
going
to do a spoken word piece.
Oh, that's groovy.
Yeah. So we'll see if it's groovy.
It'd probably be groovy. I think you just downplaying it a little bit.
Well, it's not something that I do, you know, because I'm not the artist. I'm the artist cheerleader.
Okay, now you can see what we feel like. See, then after that, when you are doing your show and you can support artists from the standpoint of actually being an artist yourself and then knowing, you know, you have more in-depth descriptions of things after that.
Well, I don't know. I think this is just going to be a one-time shot, Melvin. I won't be speaking from an expert standpoint. Okay.
So
it's going to be a novice standpoint. So
we'll
leave that
we'll
up to people
happens.
Like you.
We'll see when it happens. Stay receptive and see what happens when it happens. Because I believe all of us are kind of excited. We're saying, okay, what is she going to do? I got to hear this. This is something.
Oh,
this is, you know, sort of a buzz and undercurrent. So everybody's probably saying, oh, what is she going to do? I want to hear that.
Yeah. Well, some have actually heard my piece. It's just, you know, but it's very, very short. So, you know, I'm sure if anybody can make me sound good, it'll be Steven. So, yeah, I'm excited once I get, you know, my system back up to working with the way I need it to work. I'll be able to record
computer
my problems. Voice. Oh, you just don't want to know the computer issues I have right now.
I see those updates sometimes.
Oh, yeah, we have no monitor now. The monitor has totally crashed.
Wow.
Yeah, but we're going to
get a new monitor. You are committed. If you're still doing the show and the monitor crashed, you are super committed.
Well, see, and that's what I was telling. That's what I was telling Eleanor. If people could see my limitations when it comes to the technology world, you would be amazed at what I'm still doing with the little resources that are working right now.
Hey,
but you know what? God made me a hustler. This is my
right. The word is called tenacious. Yeah.
So it's
that's
like, you know, I'm gonna, because I do love it so much, somehow I'm gonna find a way to make it work or whatever. So yeah, we'll be back up and, you know, we'll hopefully get the new computer system, you know, by the end of the month and everything. But yeah, we'll have a screen, at least a monitor this coming week, and we'll be able to get back on it, at least onto the, you know, it's really funny how important the monitor is. You know, you don't have a monitor, you can't see nothing where that mouse is going to click.
Right.
I can hear stuff. You know, I can hear it all, but I cannot, it's a black screen.
Okay. You have to feel your way out, feel your way through it. Well, you're cancer, so you can feel your way through stuff, I'm sure. You probably already know where things at.
No, well, I don't know about all that, but you know.
You don't know it all that, huh?
I'm a visual being. I need to be able to see.
Hey, that works too. That works too.
But, you know, it's in the time that I have been introduced to you through All Media Artists, Melvin, I'm just thrilled. You know, I'm absolutely thrilled because, again, you're a talent that I had not experienced before you, and I have not experienced anybody like you since you. And so you are just, you know, new and exciting, you know, and the things that you share with me, you know, online to the pieces that you write. I'm like, does Melvin think I can read music?
You know,
but I just love,
the reason
I love
I post
honestly
those things
mm-hmm,
is just to let you know that. I think of, I have a word for all independent artists. I call us all black diamonds, black
mm-hmm.
rubies, because, you know, the clear ruby is what everybody is focused on. But there are tons of different color rubies that are just as valuable if you just look at them, if you pay attention to those too. And so posting written music on your page is just another facet to me. So, you can
I'm a leopard ruby. I just thought I'd put that out. I'm a leopard ruby. And one day, Melvin Chenault will change his song Black Ruby into
You're
leopard
You're trying to get
Ruby.
Somebody to do some leopard song, I know.
I'm trying. Melvin,
I'm
I have been
in.
Trying. Ain't nobody jumping on it. I just don't understand what the deal is. I've been trying to advocate for the leopard something for a month, you know, and everybody just like you. They just laugh at me. I'm like, no.
Well, I'm laughing at
now.
The situation, not necessarily you, but just the situation. So you play my music,
next,
I dare not do such a thing as start laughing at you. I have more sense than that.
Yeah, so, you know, Obama's groove, come on, it should be Flava's groove or Leopard's groove or something, right?
Okay, okay.
Leopard, Ruby, let's, what other songs do we have of yours?
Because
I play tonight. Peace and
ear
grease.
Yeah, I said maybe we come together and figure out a tune for you. Mention it at the camp. Mention it with Stephen Jerome Ferguson.
Stephen Jerome Ferguson is listening right now as we speak on the phone. Stephen?
That's a beautiful thing.
He hasn't jumped on the Leopard or the Flavor thing.
Okay.
He hasn't jumped on that. So, you know, maybe that's something, you know, man to man y'all can talk about.
Okay.
Because he just laughs at me, too, and goes on to the next subject. So
yeah, we're laughing at the situation, not necessarily you.
Yeah.
There's no element in this that's a personal thing. We're just kind of sort of laughing. I saw you posting it during one of the conversations, and everybody was on, and you kept posting, somebody needs to write a song called Leopardition. And it was funny.
One day.
You kind of passionate with it. So it was funny.
Yeah, one day, you know, maybe because I'm 51, maybe by the age of 55, I'll have something that I can call mine. Even if it's not mine, I'll call it mine. So
I may do something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
While I'm in the midst of writing different things, I might find a way to sneak that word in there. You know.
Okay.
In the midst of something, I may do that. I may just do that.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on how the mood.
Call your mama and see if I could put a bug in her ear or something.
No, not mama. Don't do that.
No.
Don't do that because then I had to do it quick.
Uh oh. Well, but I think you're an amazing talent. But not only that, I think the blessing for me, Melvin, is like, you know, you're an amazing man. You know.
Well, thank you.
And that's the beautiful thing is it's not only the talents that I'm connecting with. I'm connecting with some really beautiful people.
That's what makes the music as it is.
You know, so.
If the person has something good inside and they're making music, naturally that should come out too.
I agree. I like that.
Yeah. But I hate to.
I know you need to go cook for the children.
I got to finish. I'm popping in and out of the oven, actually. But
right.
I want to call and give you my support because you always support me.
All right. Thank you so much, Melvin.
You're welcome.
All right, my friend.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. That was Melvin Chenault, the amazing guitar player that I was speaking of earlier, and I played his piece, Peace and Hair Grease. He is being produced and working with the SJF Music Camp, and I cannot wait to hear what's going to come out of him from over that way. So, you know, we've got like 23 minutes left in the show. If there's anybody else that would like to chime in, call in. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. If you've got questions about the fact that I'm turning Flavor News Radio into a members-only radio station, please feel free to give me a call or even just send me an email. It's all about just kind of, in a sense, weeding out and just kind of starting a new era of what I'm doing and how I'm going to go about supporting the artists. Once I get the computer system straightened out, which hopefully will be done in October, the anniversary date for Flavor News Radio is actually November 1st. So I will be heard, you know, on Soul City Radio out of Baltimore, Maryland, Reddings Radio out of London, UK, and I'm really excited about joining the team at KLSL Liquid Soul, which I will be teaming up with a known radio personality out of the Pacific Northwest, Cedric James. He's an amazing, amazing man, and he's got just a golden ear for what is a well-done track. I've learned so much in the short amount of time that I've actually personally have become connected with him, or should I say professionally, because I've been listening to Cedric for years on the air. But he's a wonderful, wonderful man, and I am excited about being able to bring the top quality artists with me over to KLSL. I'm also excited about the opportunities of being able to introduce some of the independent artists to Cedric James, who is willing to listen to your tracks, per my suggestion, to potentially blend your sound in with the mainstream artists that he supports. So, you know, it's like making a decision. Not everybody can go with me. You know, not everybody can go with me as these doors open, but I'm really thrilled so far. You know, the village is being built. I've got over 50 people who have in writing committed to joining. I've got over like 20 who are official members of Flava News Radio, and I'm really thrilled at that. I feel extremely blessed, and not only artists from here in the Pacific Northwest, but to across the United States and around the globe. You know, we're representing very, very well. So I want to thank everybody who has jumped on board already. It's all about just paying them four quarters a month, a dollar a month. You can pay it through paypal.com by using radio@flavanews.com as the send to email address. That's only if you are an artist who is presently being played on Flava News Radio. If you are a new artist, you need to go through the screening process. So feel free to send your tracks to radio@flavanews.com along with your EPK or at least your artist bio. And I can take a listen. I'll let you know whether you've been accepted, and then you can make arrangements to make your payments, and we can definitely go from there. So with the 20 minutes left in the show, let me scroll down the list and see who else I can bring your way. I am really excited. This is a new artist that's come my way, and he has agreed to become a member of Flava News Radio. He's a jazz vocalist out of Seattle, Washington. His name is Zach Trandum, and I'm going to play his piece, Cut Down.
Got me feeling crazy. I wanted water, baby, but you sent me through the fire. You set your lips to action, started your backstabbing. You left me bleeding and dying. Your words, they cut the wounds, and how could you do this to me? Couldn't leave well enough alone. Words, they sound so crude and they make me feel so sorry. You're hanging me out to dry. You got me feeling cut down, half of my size. Cut in, got my insides. Cut out, no time for my love. Hardcore, step in my heart. Newsflash, standing still strong. You can't take me anymore. Moving on. You got me feeling lazy. Ain't got no reason, baby. Except you shut the door. You're leaving me outside. I thought I solved the problem. Gave you more of my love. Now I'm moving on and on and on and on and on. Your words, they cut the wounds and they make me feel so sorry. Couldn't leave well enough alone. Your words, they sound so cruel and they make me feel so sorry. You're hanging me out to dry. You got my feeling, I cut down half of my size. Cut in, got my insides. Cut out, no time for my love. Hardcore, step in my newsflash, I'm standing still strong. I can't take you anymore. I'm moving on. Moving on. You got me feeling crazy, baby girl. You got got me feeling lazy, baby girl. You got me feeling crazy, baby girl. You got me feeling lazy, baby girl. You got me feeling cut down, is half of my size. Cut in, got my inside cut out. No time for my love. Hardcore, except the bar. News flash, apparently feel strong. I can't shake you anymore. I'm moving on.
You got me feeling crazy, baby girl.
Moving on.
You got me feeling crazy, baby
moving
girl.
On.
All right, that was Zach Trandum with his piece, Cut Down. Now I'm going to take you out of Florida. This particular artist I met from my girl, my sister, Monica Monet, and I think he's an amazing hip-hop artist. This is E-Lab with his piece, Dreams.
Yo, you truly old when your dreams are replaced by regrets. Yo, I was raised in a small town outside of Cleveland. Cats I went to high school with no longer breathing. I ain't throwing no pity parties cause we were seasons. I just know everything in life happened for a reason. I sold a little weed, was smashing some dude's wife. All the lessons my mom taught me, I still didn't do right. I was far from perfect, but further from a thug. I bent a lot of rules, but I never used drugs. I was the athlete, was used to taking shortcuts. I handicapped my own self, no need to ride the short bus. Skating through life, my potential never applied. And when I got into a crush, yo, I often lie. Like Kanye, I was a dropout, took a 3-year hiatus. Got caught tapping the tilt like I'm living in Vegas. Back to the sticks, I'm far from a degree. My mom was disappointed cause she saw Mo in me just like a dream.
We all got them, we all need them. Great people in life, man, I hope we all be them. Dreams, they come and go, we all see them. Met the future, they're waiting me, I'm so happy to meet them. I say dreams, we all got them, we all need them.
Every day I'm playing a lotto. Old heads on their lunch break, they throwing back the bottle. Bush trying to convince me, here young and have a swallow. That was their own way to drown away their sorrow. Now trust me, I ain't judging dog, I thought about doing it. Thinking back in hindsight, these dreams I could have ruined. Could have been there, working them 7 days a week. Sometimes the best decisions made tongue in cheek. In my mind, all things started changing. I wanted to do more than simply maintain it. I moved to Jayville, I got enrolled into a JUCO. I'm finally making progress. No more standing neutral. The classes came and gone. Each semester got faster. Currently today, the boy is working on his master's. Degree is on the wall, but I remember the day. That feeling was priceless when I walked across the stage like a dream.
We all got them. We all need them. Great people in life, man. I hope we all meet them. Dreams, they come and go. We all feel them. Met the features awaiting me. I'm so happy to meet them. I say dreams. We all got them. We all need them. Great people in life, man. I hope we all meet them.
Hello,
hello.
Now how you doing?
How you doing?
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet
let's keep it moving. I say, well, hello,
hello.
Now how you doing?
How you doing?
Nice to meet
nice
you. Let's keep it moving. I say, well, hello,
hello.
Now how you doing?
How you doing?
Nice to meet
nice
you. Let's keep it moving. I say, well, hello,
hello.
Now how you doing?
How you doing?
Nice to meet you. Let's keep it moving.
And that's the dream. We all got them. We all need them. Great people in life, man. I hope we all meet them.
Dreams,
they come and go. We all feel them. I'm so happy to meet them. I say dreams, we all got them. We all need them. Great people in life, man, I hope we all meet them. Dreams, they come and go. We all meet them. Met the beaches awaken me. I'm so happy to meet them. Let the dreams, we all got them. We all need them. Great people in life, man, I hope we all meet them. Dreams, they come and go. We all see them. Met the beaches awaken me. I'm so happy to meet them. I say dreams, we all got them.
happy to meet them.
All right, that was Elab out of Florida with his piece, Dreams. He hasn't joined the movement yet, so if anybody knows Elab, tell him he needs to get on board, because I really, really dig playing that particular piece, and he's got a great, great piece that he did with Monica Monet that I've been trying to get him to send me. So anyway, Elab, join the movement. Now I'm going to take you out to Minnesota, Minneapolis, Minnesota. This particular man jumped on it when I made the announcement that I am going to turn Flava News Radio into a members-only radio station. And he's just, he's really, really got a great story. I'm going to talk to him about coming on as a featured guest on the Leopard Carpet, because I just think he's got something to really, really share. You hear me talk about my dear friend Roger, R-E-L, sometimes, and how much he just kind of challenges me to think, you know, think outside the box and really think about some of the things I say and what I'm doing. And I love him and I value him so very, very much. He is also an amazing guitar player. And I have a bunch of his pieces. I just need to get permission from him to play them. But I'm going to play a piece that he produced for Dwight Hobbs. And this particular piece is called Pretty Girl. Another member of the Flava News Radio Movement with his piece, Pretty Girl, produced by a dear, dear friend of mine, R.E.L. Now I'm going to take you down to Brazil and play another artist who's a part of the movement. He's another artist that jumped right on it, and he's extremely supportive to who I am and what I'm doing. This is Chuck Eden, and I'm going to play his piece, Even.
I'm still alive, and I will not stop. I want to go and fight, even if the sun doesn't shine today. My dream survived inside my soul. I'll keep on fighting to make them come true, even if the world asks me to give up, even if the hope is far away. Just leave me in the way. There's a strength inside of me that says, hey man, you can. Man, you can. Even if only in the dark of night, even if lost without a inside of me.
That beautiful piece is called Even by my dear friend Chuck Eden out of Sao Paulo, Brazil. I want to thank everybody who tuned in to Flavor Coffee House online radio style tonight. We are just about 7 days away from going to a all-members radio station. I cannot wait. I love the change. I'm excited about stepping into this new life for Flavor News and Flavor News Radio. I hope you choose to join us. If you have questions, feel free to email me at radio@flavornews.com. You can go and check out the information also on my website at www.flavornews.com and hit the Flavor News Radio page. Otherwise, I've got blogs and notes and postings all over the internet in regards to the changes taking place. Again, I want to thank everybody who tuned in to listen to this show live, to those that come back and check out the archives. It's all about supporting only underground independent artists, and artists of all art forms are supported here through Flavor News and Flavor News Radio. So I'm going to close out today's show with a friend by my dear, dear friend, John D. Green Sr., who is a big reason why I chose to make the changes. He's a great support system to me. He's a great supporter of Flavor News and Flavor News Radio. So I'm going to close out with his piece, Melodocracy. Take care, God bless, and help spread the word about what we're doing here at Flavor News Radio for underground independent artists.